They're replaced.
Because essentially you're signing, with your signature, you're saying that you approve, that you accept the timelines and phase chart.
I accept what it is that I put on the plan. And the state knows how much I can cover. And you know, they're the ones that, this formula says I'm supposed to have 16 to 17 people working in the assessor's office to cover all the county. Because we do, there's a formula that you do. It's based on the number of parcels. We have 48,622 parcels, of which, of course, not all of them have structures, but we're supposed to cover, during the assessment year, we are supposed to go to each and every one of those and check them. And based on the figures, it's down to, you know, how many physically my people can cover in 166 days. That's how it works out, because we have to subtract out holidays, we have to subtract out sick time.
For all the years on record, the state has known that you can't assess the entire county in 1 year, and so they do it in sections. They have always, and the maintenance agreement has always been signed with that understanding.
Right, and like I said, Mr. Hickson was there, and we did this together, you know, and I've been very upfront with the state how much my office can cover. And so they were in agreement at that point. They knew how much I could do.
I'd like to maybe talk with him, ask a few questions, please.
You want to talk to him?
Counsel.
Oh, I agree with you.
We would sign it for this by assuming that Ms. Chapman's signatures on timelines and the chart and all and the budget summary is acceptable based upon her signature. We'd be going on what that you were stating, that those were correct. Is that the way you understand it?
I would feel more comfortable, like I said, just want to ask him a few questions before we sign it.
I didn't like the part where it said any other member of understandings would be attached and be part of it, so we'd be signing off on those.
That's what I mean. And there are additional documents that shall come.
And like I said, I didn't get the final where they're attaching things.
Right.
And I didn't attach our new approved budget because I knew you guys already knew that, but the letter on the front is my attachment, and then there was something else here that I did. Oh, the signature page, my attachment. But this isn't the document that you should be signing.
This isn't how it's normally presented to us.
No.
So in years past, we've not.
No.
It's not been this open.
Even as your new assessor, I realize that. And like I said, I worked with the state, but people have all changed there, and we're not getting what we're supposed to get from the state in the first place.
Well, we put it on the agenda because you sent the email to us and this person in the state saying that we were holding it up, that we were waiting our signature.
Right, but I felt you needed to know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
I've tried to contact you guys, but I'm not getting any answers, so...
Since you sent the email in regard to this, we spoke to our assistant, and she told us, and we were told why we didn't have, we were waiting on the document. And I believe that day that received what's in her hand, I believe the very day that we replied when you sent your email.
Right.
It was all replied to that day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So here we are. We put it on the document, and
I think, like I said, we've got executive coming up for legal. Maybe we'll discuss it there with Mr. Elliott's available. That's how I feel more comfortable about that way.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place because I keep telling the state I need the document that you're supposed to sign. They're saying no, and Nikki got
the... They just wanted us to sign a signature page.
Right.
And I said, that's not how this works.
I realize that. And so this is why I'm trying to get I carbon copied, is her name is Wanken, from the state, and you guys, because, again, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to get from them for the finished product. I've sent them everything on time that I was supposed to do. But they're supposed to put the package together and send the whole thing, not just a signature page, to you, or at least send it to me to present to you.
Well, as stated, I believe we can discuss this in legal and discuss the letter attorney sent, and if we need to, if he needs to talk to the state, that'll be decided.
Yeah. Okay. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
So are we tabling this? Or?
We don't have a definite time, so we discussed it. We can move on.
Moving on to down the agenda, agreement for industrial laundry equipment and service, number 22-020, maintenance. I've received a letter dated March 3rd, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is Loomis Brothers Equipment Company in Taney County.
Yes, sir. Is there any questions, comments?
This is pretty much the same agreement we've had with them for some time. And
this is the same group. Yeah,
and they've serviced satisfactory.
Yes. Yeah, it's the one we get all our equipment stuff from. Yeah.
Okay.
Move to approve. Move to approve the agreement for industrial laundry equipment services lying between Taney County and Loomis Brothers Equipment Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That chair is terrible.
Yeah. So I'm sitting on the floor.
I don't know why you switched it down.
Agreement for industrial laundry equipment and service, number 22-020, maintenance. I've received a letter dated March 3rd, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notices as to form. And this is the following numerous vendors.
These are all renewals. Do you guys have any?
No, I checked, and everything is satisfactory with them, is the way I understood. It gives maintenance the option. If one does not have the product, they can go to the other.
I'll go ahead and state for the record, this is a notice of renewal for janitorial supplies, file number 22-018, maintenance.
Do you guys want to do them individually or just one motion?
I think one motion is satisfactory. For
okay. Move to approve the notice of renewal for janitorial supplies by and between Aspen Chemical and Supply LLC in Taney County, Botcher Service and Supply Incorporated in Taney County, Dispose and Save LLC in Taney County, Hilliard Incorporated in Taney County, Industrial Soap Company in Taney County, and Harrison Grocery Company Incorporated doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Loggers 80 and out final adoption number 22-001, human resources. I've received a letter dated February 1st, 2022. from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is the second resolution to finalize change in benefits. The first resolution made statement of cost available as public information for at least 45 days. Now, this adopts the second resolution, change in benefits to the rule of 80.
Just need to make sure that the clerk is aware that we are to, or they need to certify the election of the Missouri Local Government Employee Retirement System within 10 days. Do you guys have any questions or comments? Move to approve the resolution of the Taney County, Missouri Commission that adopts the rule of 80.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Transportation system proposal.
I'm Brian Stallings. I'm with Elevate Branson, and we are looking at partnering with an organization out of Memphis, Tennessee called My City Rides, and bringing a possible alternative solution to Taney County and the surrounding area for transportation for our local workforce. So if you kind of look through here, part of our mission is to empower our neighbors to reach their full potential, and we believe that happens through employment. So our goal with really everything that we do at Elevate Branson is to equip people to work. We believe that's the way out of poverty, is earning a paycheck, and so we try to do that in a variety of different ways. Transportation, as we know, I've lived in this area over 35 years. We've been talking about transportation being a barrier for at least the last 25 years, and you know, coming up with a transportation solution has been extremely expensive, and obviously our demographics here don't allow for federal funding. So we're just trying to think outside of the box, and we think we've come up with an innovative and unique way that we can maybe bring some affordable transportation to the county. And so one of those ways is through scooters. So if we think about the rest of the world, scooters are a very viable transportation option for many people in alternative countries. The U.S. just hasn't quite embraced it yet. So this organization in Memphis launched this program about 3.5 years, where they provide 169 cc scooters to individuals that are low to moderate income. You can see on the page where it talks about the miles driven. Many of the workforce that use these scooters are outside of about 30 miles to commute to their job, but their expense in gas is $8 a week. And with rising gas prices, this is a great time to launch this program. You can get 89 miles to the gallon on a scooter. So how does it affect the family and not just individuals? The household size that they are reaching in Memphis, two-thirds of those riders have two or more in their household, and over half have three or more. So they're actually seeing some single moms that are actually taking their kids on the scooters. Many of the families are using it as a second vehicle. So it's just, it's...